the chorus. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Is this is your last year? You've got a holiday, have you?
I've got a few days off.
Are you expecting people to believe that you're going to spend between now and January the 6th planning your new breakfast show, whereas in fact you won't start that till January the 5th?
No.
Because, like, take it from those who know,
yeah,
failure on the breakfast show is a deeply embarrassing thing, so I advise you to prepare.
Is that right?
Well, we actually, no, don't, because we prepared and it didn't do us any good, did
just
it?
Fly by the seat of your pants, mate.
Well, you know, I always thought you did an excellent job.
Yeah,
well. And it made you the afternoon lunchtime gods that you are today.
Well, that's nicely put.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So we can have that.
All right, yeah.
I thought so.
What is Dave there?
He is, yeah.
What prediction for Sunday, Everton and City, Dave?
Prediction is 3-1 to Everton.
My prediction is 0-0.
Comedy, Dave.
Oh, I'm going to miss these.
Well, we don't do them that often.
Well, I know, but when we do, it's special.
Well, indeed it is, isn't it? But it's special for being sort of, you know, rare.
Yeah. What are we going to do then?
I don't know, have you got a show plan today, or have you been out?
Loosely. We've got lots of things today, yeah.
What have you got, then?
Well, on the show today, we've got the last Paddy from Celebdeck chat, which is basically 10 minutes of campness. Mm-hmm. We've got a world exclusive, you'll be very excited to hear this, is the Stereophonics new single.
Hey! God, really?
I believe it was offered to you guys, but apparently you were too busy or something, the show was too packed.
I mean, I think it's just getting a bit embarrassing, because, like, people think we're related to Kelly Jones, so much publicity have we given him.
Nepotism.
We've got a pair of tickets to give away to see Justin Timberlake in an exclusive gig on Sunday.
That's good.
Have you met? You've met Justin Timberlake, haven't you?
Yeah.
He seems all right, is he?
What, Jay? Yeah. He's great, yeah. He's good. Like, we used to rob cars together in Leeds.
Yeah, but he wears a trilby, you know.
Well, I know. Apart from that, he's all right.
No. Okay.
We've got more things to give away on the great Chris Moyles giveaway of all the tat we've accumulated in the office over the last 5 years.
Have you got lots of special guests coming in as it's your last show in this slot?
We will be speaking to one of my rock heroes.
Yes. Are you going to reveal who it is?
Yes. Oh, now?
Well, if you want, I don't know. Probably when you're doing it.
Hopefully, later on, we'll get a phone call from the real, and not John Culshaw, but the real Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, well, that'd be quite cool.
And I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm genuinely very, very excited.
Can you tell him that we're still undecided whether the best album is Masters of Reality or Sabbath Bloody Sabbath?
Really?
Oh, no, Volume 4. Not Sabbath volume Bloody Sabbath. Sorry, Volume 4 and Masters of Reality. We like.
Is that what it's between?
That's what it's between for us, for the greatest Sabs album.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Not Osmosis.
Is that a Black Sabbath album? I sort of lost track with them after
that's
sort of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Is that just him?
I don't know. It sounds like it's one of those unforgivable puns, doesn't it, that it suggested it was him. But anyway.
Coming from the Shire Horse.
Anyway. Right, well, thank you very much. Have a lovely... are you still guys on next week and the week after?
Well, as far as we know. Do you know something we don't? Are there more changes afoot?
Is this another exclusive you're going to announce?
I don't know anything. I really don't.
No.
But it was lovely working with you guys.
All right, Chris.
Likewise.
All right, then.
See you, Dave.
Bye.
It's Friday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
This is it, then.
Hey, it's me, Tony Benn.
Are you the producer?
Yeah.
Right, go and make him a cup of tea. Shut up.
I've got beer. I've got beer.